Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is the executive columnist for MLB.com. He's the author of the upcoming book on Houdini. I can't wait to read that one. And he's a Northeast Ohio native. He is Joe Poznanski, and he joins us right now. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
We're doing well. Good. You've been on with us before. Good to have you back. Always good to have a Northeast Ohioan who's gone on to good things. First of all, your Cleveland background makes you a Cleveland diehard sports fan. Have you been suffering along with us here during the Brown season and during the Cavs transition and during the Indians looking for guys who can hit the ball?
Yes. It's been a bit of a suffer. I mean, certainly the Browns season was particular suffering. I don't know. I mean, you guys talk about this every day, so you have a much better feel for it. But I don't know whether to try to build up hope for the Browns now or not. I mean, it feels to me like things might be different, but boy, how many times have we fallen into that trap?
So 75.
That's my hope, you know. But I'm heading out to Arizona 2 days. Going to go see the tribe and among 10 other teams. But I think they might be as good as anybody. Really, even though it's, we obviously know that they do need a little more hitting help, but. I think people might be overlooking them a little bit.
The spring training report brought to us by GolfTech.com and Krestowski Tractor. I've thought the same thing, Joe, as far as the hitting, but as I've said on our show, I've thought that every year for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And then they turn around and they score a ton of runs and they find guys who are able to produce. And until they don't, I guess I'm going to go ahead and believe in the front office that they're going to find somebody who's able to do that, whether it's on the roster right now or whether it's somebody before the season starts or whether it's somebody in the season. What have your impressions been on this front office and their ability to do things like that, to make things work?
They're fantastic. They're absolutely fantastic. I mean, the thing that's great is that, you look at Cleveland, that lineup, and you're like, there's a bunch of guys in that lineup that, there's some question marks about. Is Brantley going to be healthy? Is Chisenhall going to hit? Is Zimmer going to, and you just go through it and you feel that way. And then it's too easy to forget that in the middle of that lineup is Ramirez, Lindor, and Encarnacion. I mean, that's pretty strong, right? It's pretty good. So this front office is so – They sneak up on you because it's like they have players on this team that are so good now, and all they really need to do is find a few pieces here and there, and that's where they're so good. I mean, that is where they are so good. You look at – think about the players they picked up here and there over the last 3 years to just help a little bit. It's been – I think it's really good. So – if I'm a Cleveland baseball fan coming into this year, I like the fact that everybody's talking about the Yankees. I like the fact that everybody's talking about the Astros, because I still think that Cleveland comes in with as good a rotation as any in the American League, and I think they're going to find runs. I just think they will.
Joe, what's your take on the fact they have 14 non-roster pitchers in camp right now? Basically, along with the guys that are already here, fighting for what could be one, maybe two starting spots in the rotation, more like one, and I think all but three of those guys are lefties on the non-roster guys. What's your take on that?
I think that they, they're obviously power, righties. I mean, that's the way that team is. It would be really, really good if they could find themselves an off-pace lefty to sort of mix things up and throw in, in the middle of a three-game series, you're facing Carrasco and you're facing Kluber, and then in the middle you're facing some lefty who tops out at 88. That could throw a team, for a loop there. So I think that's what it is. I think they're just being smart about it. Look, they might not – none of those guys might make the team, right? I mean, that's the way that it is. But I think that they looked at this offseason, saw a lot of possibility, and I think we're pretty shrewd about bringing in a bunch of guys and saying, hey, if any of these guys comes through for us, that's a big time bonus for our rotation.
Joe Posnanski joining us, executive columnist. I love that title from MLB.com. That's a good one, Joe.
It is. It's the closest I've ever been to being an executive of anything.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
What do you think of this rotation? Is it a situation where it keeps going? Are they running? Is it getting near the end of the string, or can it be reinforced from within with a guy like Clevinger maybe having a chance to emerge?
Yeah, I think a guy like Clevinger can. I think that they've still got there's still time on that clock. I mean, obviously we all know that the clock does end more quickly than you would expect it to in various circumstances. But look, Kluber is still going to be one of the best pitchers, if not the best pitcher in the American League. Like he has been at Carrasco's terrific. Bauer, I think, is really coming into his own. So I don't know that I would trade this rotation for anybody else's. That's sort of what I'm looking at. I've actually gone through as part of my spring training preparation. I've sort of typed out everybody's sort of projected rotation. And there are a lot of holes out there. You look at starting pitching, there are not that many teams out there that feel that good about their starting pitching. So if I'm Cleveland, I feel really good about it.
I don't know. I look at this season and I think about what if from last year, and it kind of bothers me. How much do you think they're going to hurt from losing a pitching coach that now becomes the Mets manager, and then Carlos Santana? What the addition by subtraction, I guess, theory, because Jeff and I have talked about it. We both really like Carl Willis to come in here, but what do you think when you look at the Indians and say, this is what they lost and this is how they need to make up for it?
Well, Santana's the big loss to me. I mean, that's he's just a guy who was really, it's weird because obviously he wasn't versatile defensively, but offensively so versatile. You could lead him off. You could put him in the middle of the lineup. He got on base like crazy. Everybody seemed to love being around him. That's a loss. That's a big loss. They can maybe find those numbers somewhere, but that's the guy I would lose. As far as the pitching coaches go, they lost a really good one. But this is a pretty veteran staff the way you look at it. And I wouldn't expect that to have too big of an impact on this team. I think the biggest impact and the toughest part going into a year is like, this is really the third year of what you would call this Cleveland window, right? So they go to the World Series 2 years ago and lose in heartbreaking fashion in Game 7. They go to the playoffs last year with big, huge expectations after playing, a month of baseball like nobody in baseball history and lose in the playoffs. So you wonder if that starts wearing you down. I think that, to me, is my biggest concern. Does that start wearing you down? It takes so much concentration to be good for a whole year. And, do you start to lose a little bit of that energy and that enthusiasm and that sort of daily grind? Can you feel that daily grind the way that they have been? To me, that's a big question. And that's the one that I think Cleveland's going to have to answer.
Joe, last thing. Lots of things being done now, the six mound visits and all that stuff to increase the pace of play. Necessary? And are these things good for the game? Are the things they're trying things that you think are going to work?
Well, it's a really, really good question. And I think one that the more of a baseball fan you are, the less you think any of this is necessary, right? The big,
agreed,
big baseball,
yep,
fans, yep, are just like, well, come on, it's fine. Sometimes the game's a little slow. We'd all like it to pick up a little bit, but we like the pace. We're baseball fans. But I think as you were trying to draw in younger people and all that, I don't think it's a time question, but I do think there's a lot of standing around and there's a lot of sort of 28, 30 second between pitches, especially with men on base, and it gets a little draggy. So I think baseball should try to pick up the pace. I think you will pick up the pace when baseball players start doing it. I think there's some things you can legislate. The mound visits thing it's fine. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I don't think we'll notice it except in rare circumstances. They're talking about a clock. We'll see if that ever comes about. But honestly, it needs to be – there needs to be an incentive for the players to play the game with a little bit of pace and energy and kind of keep it going. And you hope they will. I think, you know, that they could. There are ways for umpires to speed up the game a little bit. But for me as a baseball fan, I'm fine, you know. But I do think that for other people who sort of are fringe fans of the game, it would be nice to see the game pick it up a little bit.
Joe, enjoy reading your work. Always have. And great to have you with us again.
Thanks, Joe.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Joe Poznanski, MLB.com executive columnist, and he has a book coming out on Houdini. So you're going to want to get on that. That'll be a good one. Joe's from South Euclid, and then moved to Charlotte when he was a kid.
Manigan, if you ever want to call in as him, you guys sound virtually.
You guys sound. I said the same thing to him. Did you say that?
No.
I did. I said, he sounds just like you.
Yeah, you guys sound exactly the same.
Now you see why I've always been such a fan of him for so long.
There it is.
Merely imitation.
If he ever needs a body double for an interview, you're in.
Packer fan Dan, same guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.